This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Crown Prince of Kuwait Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabah over phone on the West Asia conflict. During their conversation, Mr. Modi condemned a violation of Kuwait's sovereignty and territorial integrity. He said, India stands with Kuwait's people in this difficult hour. In a social media post, Mr. Modi appreciated the Kuwaiti leadership's continued support to ensure safety and well-being of the Indian community in Kuwait. The Prime Minister also spoke to the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and expressed firm solidarity with Qatar. He strongly condemned any violation of its sovereignty and territorial integrity. Mr. Modi also spoke with Sultan of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq, and exchanged views on recent developments in West Asia. He condemned the violation of Oman's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Both leaders agreed that sustained diplomatic engagement is essential for earliest restoration of regional peace and stability. Prime Minister Modi appreciated Oman's continued support to the Indian community. India today strongly reiterated its call for dialogue and diplomacy in the ongoing conflict in the West Asian region. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India is raising its voice clearly in favor of an early end to the conflict. He expressed grief at the loss of several lives in the conflict. The spokesperson stressed that there are almost 1 crore Indian citizens who live and work in the Gulf region, and their safety and well-being is of utmost priority. The spokesperson said some Indian nationals have lost their lives or are missing as a result of such attacks in the last few days. Meanwhile, amid the ongoing situation in West Asia, the Embassy of India in Iran has relocated most Indian students who were in Tehran to safer locations outside the city. In view of the evolving global energy situation, the government has ensured both availability and affordability of energy for its population by diversifying its sources. Highlighting the country's preparedness, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has also established a 24/7 control room to continuously monitor the supply and stock position of petroleum products across the country. In this regard, Union Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, briefed the media on the country's preparedness in the current circumstances. The West Asia conflict has escalated sharply as the United States and Israel intensified strikes on Iran. Tehran and its allies retaliated with missile and drone attacks targeting Israel, Gulf countries, and key energy infrastructure, widening the regional conflict. As per latest reports, Israel is currently conducting simultaneous targeted strikes against military targets in Iranian capital Tehran and against Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah's infrastructure in capital of Lebanon, Beirut. The International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed structural damage at Iran's nuclear site in Natanz following a review of the most recent satellite images. In a statement, the UN nuclear watchdog said there were no signs of radiation leaks and no further impact on the main underground enrichment plant. On the other hand, the Iranian state media said a command building at a U.S. airbase in Bahrain has been destroyed. The U.S. embassy in Saudi Arabia's Riyadh was also hit by 2 Iranian drones from Tehran that resulted in a limited fire and minor material damage. Ministry of Defense today signed contracts worth a total of 5,083 crore rupees for the acquisition of 6 advanced light helicopters ALH Mk-3 maritime role for the Indian Coast Guard and surface to air vertical launch Steel missiles for the Indian Navy. The contracts were inked in the presence of Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi. All England Badminton Championships began today in Birmingham. India's top mixed doubles pair of Tanisha Krasto and Dhruv Kapila registered India's first win in the tournament with a 21-17-21-19 victory over Malaysians Hu Pang Rong Chen Su Yin to progress to the second round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.